This travel show is brought to you by Ted Blank, Luxury Travel and Adventures.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Travel Show with your host, Ted Blank, of Ted Blank Luxury Travel and Adventure. We're always so excited to see him in studio. Aloha to you.
Aloha. I think you're giving a hint about what we're going to talk about today.
Nothing gets past you, Ted Blank. Ted, how have you been?
I've been doing well, and I've been enjoying spring.
Oh, I know. It's so fun. Do people dream about going someplace else in Minnesota when spring and summer are here?
You know, spring and summer are actually a little bit quieter times for travel planning.
Because we're content with our surroundings.
I think we're content. Yeah, people do travel in the summer, absolutely. But yeah, I think we're content. And it's winter that lights that fire under us that's like, get me out of here,
And with the first snowfall, does your phone start ringing?
Or the it's first usually the first day? Snowfall, and then every time it gets below zero, the phone usually rings off the hook.
Isn't that funny?
It's crazy.
Yeah, we're all kind of the same, aren't we?
Yeah, we're easy to pick up.
So we are talking in the month of May. When is it a great time to go to Hawaii?
So Hawaii is actually one of those really nice year-round destinations, as you can imagine. You know, mm-hmm. It probably has one of the most, probably the best climate of any state in the United States. Hawaii's peak travel season is in the summer. So June, July, August, believe it or not. Yeah, and it's mostly because that's when families with kids go to Hawaii. And I think we think about Hawaii a little differently than people on the West Coast, because for them, it's pretty close. For us, it's a little bit longer of a haul. And so for them to pop over to Hawaii on a family vacation might be the same as us heading over to Michigan or, you know, maybe popping down to Florida. Whereas if you live on the West Coast, Florida's a long haul to get there.
So what does it look like to fly to Hawaii from Minnesota or Wisconsin?
Yep. So from time to time, Delta does offer nonstop flights to Minneapolis, usually January, February, March, April time frame. But most of the time, you will have to fly to Los Angeles or Seattle and make a connection to get there. And when you fly out there, it's kind of a long day flight. It's about 4.5 to 5 hours from Los Angeles, about 3.5 hours there. So it's a full day. On the return flight, you always leave late at night. So like 10, 11 o'clock at night.
So it's like the European thing.
In reverse.
Okay.
Yeah, so you fly overnight from Hawaii back to the mainland, and then you'll have an early morning flight back to the Midwest.
And why is Hawaii such a bucket list for so many people?
I think because it's a really cool place. It has a lot to offer, both in terms of climate and scenery, but it also has that World War II history mm-hmm. that I think a lot of people are interested in seeing. And I think we all know somebody who's gone to Hawaii, so we've kind of heard about it secondhand. And so I think it's just a place that we all want to go to. And it's probably the most exotic place you can go in the United States. It's domestic. You don't need a passport.
That's true. Yeah. Right. So tell us what sorts of itineraries you would have for a Hawaiian vacation.
Yeah. So there are kind of three different ways you can see Hawaii. One is to fly and spend some time on one or two islands, you know, staying in a resort. The second is to take a guided tour of the islands. And the third is to take a cruise. So maybe we'll spend a little time on each of those and kind of explain it. Yeah. So, you know, I think a lot of people, when they imagine a Hawaii vacation, they think about hopping on a plane, flying usually to the island of Oahu, to the city of Honolulu, spending a couple days there, maybe on Waikiki Beach, seeing the Pearl Harbor, USS Arizona Memorial, maybe going up to the North Shore to see the surfer dudes up there, see the pineapple plantations. And then you hop on a plane and fly to one of the less populated islands like Maui or Kauai and stay in a resort on a beach. And so that's a very popular way to see Hawaii. You kind of have two vacations in one.
Mm-hmm.
Honolulu is a big city. And Waikiki Beach is an urban beach. I mean, it's almost like a beach in downtown Chicago. You know, the skyscrapers come right up to the beach. It's a busy public city beach, beautiful, beautiful white sand. But Honolulu is a very, very busy place. And so most people will spend 3 or 4 days there, a day or two on the beach, you know, a day or two going to Pearl Harbor, which is really moving. It's very fascinating. And there's not just the Arizona Memorial. There is also the USS Missouri battleship is a museum actually anchored in Pearl Harbor that you can go visit. And one of the cool things you can do is you can actually go flight seeing over the island, and you can actually kind of recreate the path like the Japanese fighters wow. took or the American fighters took. And so you really get a totally different perspective, yeah. kind of like why it happened, or, you know, how it unfolded when you've had a chance to see it from the ground. So that's a really, really neat thing to do.
And so then, that trip, would a week we be able to do it? Would 10 days be better?
10 days would be better. A lot of people will do it in a week. With the travel time, you're going to spend, you know, a fair amount
of time.
You're going
to go boom, 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 boom.
You're
going
to go boom, 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 boom. And getting between the islands, I would say, is moderately inconvenient.
Oh, tell me
because
why.
Because you have to fly. There's okay. There are no ferries in Hawaii. You have to fly. And so you have to go to the airport 2 hours before your flight. You have to go through security. You have to check your suitcase. You have to wait for your suitcase on the other side. So it's a modest inconvenience. And so going between the two islands, well, you know, now you're looking at a good chunk of the day is going to be spent.
Even though the flight is
27 minutes long mm-hmm. or something like that. Yeah.
So that's one way you can do Hawaii. What's another way?
Yeah, so I would end that by spending time on one of the resort
right.
islands like
just
Kauai.
Just to kind of chill.
Yeah, just to kind of chill. And they really are. The beaches are incredible. The beautiful beachfront hotels. A lot of things you can go do and explore, you know, kind of independently with the rental car. So really, really a nice way to do Hawaii. If you have 10 days, you can do it in a kind of a relaxed way. 7 days would be kind of tight.
And then can you fly back to the mainland from the resort island?
Or yes, you can. Sometimes you have to fly to Honolulu. Other mm-hmm. times you can fly back to like Los Angeles or Seattle.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
what else?
Yeah. So guided tours. I think a lot of people don't realize that. So these are the same types of guided tours you could take to a place like, you know, the national parks out west, to New England, to Michigan, you know, for cherry blossom season. There are guided tours in Hawaii where you'll fly in and you'll be met by your tour manager,
Somebody with a sign. Love the sign
yep.
thing.
And you'll travel as part of a group.
Okay.
And you'll get a chance to see all those attractions, but you don't have to rent a car.
So you'll be on a coach
It'll
bus.
Be a coach tour. Yeah, it'll okay. be a coach tour. And you know, I like to always tell people that these kind of aren't your great-grandparents' coach tours anymore. They've really upped the game on them, and so they do
some... Because they have bathrooms on
them? They have bathrooms on them, but the good news is the islands aren't very big, so you don't go very far. But, no, they've upped their game. They stay at nicer places. They include some really unique experiences that sort of normal people might not be able
like,
to
tell
have.
Me what?
You know, so when you go to Pearl Harbor, you might actually have a chance to meet somebody who survived Pearl Harbor, or you know, a retired military personnel could be your guide. Or you might go to the pineapple plantation, but instead of taking the tour with everybody else, you get a chance to go in the back and have kind of like your own private pineapple tasting and things like that. So they do a nice job of adding those little experiences on, and they take care of all the logistics. So literally you just show up and everything is taken care of. And they do a nice job of taking you to other islands, but you don't have to worry about your luggage or anything like that.
They take care of
that. You just get on the bus and go get on the plane and go to the next island. And when you get to your hotel the next night, your suitcase is waiting for you. So those do exist in Hawaii. They operate year round. You know, there are some that are more budget priced. There are some that are really luxurious because Hawaii has some incredible hotels and resorts that you can stay at. So good selection of tours for people who are interested in that.
When I think of Hawaii, though, I don't really think of budget.
No, Hawaii is not a cheap destination, but, you know, there are moderate accommodations mm-hmm. and there are very, very over-the-top luxurious accommodations. Mm-hmm.
So that sounds like a really interesting way to
yeah.
see the
yeah,
island.
I think a lot of people don't realize that you can do that in Hawaii. They
no.
might really enjoy doing that here, you know, or you might go to Europe and do something like
right.
that, but you can do it in Hawaii.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then what's the third way we could travel to Hawaii?
So Hawaii is a bunch of islands
yes.
in the middle of the ocean,
yes.
which
oh,
lends
really?
Itself to cruises. and so there are two ways you can cruise Hawaii. There is actually an American flagged ship that's based in Hawaii. It's based in Honolulu.
Okay.
And it makes 7-day cruises throughout the islands. And it's a big ship. This cruise ship actually just stays within Hawaii.
Okay.
And so it's like almost a river cruise within Hawaii. And so big ship, but you know, you basically spend all your time in port and the ship is your floating hotel.
Yes.
So you don't have to fly between islands. You get a chance to go visit them, but you don't have to pack and unpack. Yes. And each day you're in a different island. So you get a chance to see, you know, I think 5 different islands over the course of a 7-day
cruise.
So
do you still fly there?
So for this particular one, you do fly to Honolulu.
And then you get on
the ship.
Okay.
But then the last way is that there are cruises that actually depart from West Coast ports like San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, sometimes even Vancouver.
I think that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, I think that'd be really fun. And you cross the Pacific Ocean and you go to Hawaii.
And how long does that take?
So they're going to run anywhere between probably 10 and 20 days, depending on if you're going to go round trip or if you're going to go by ship one way and fly back home.
So how long would it take for the boat, though, to get?
It takes about 4 or 5 days to cross the Pacific.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you have 4 or 5 very relaxing days at sea. So you put your feet up, you know, grab a good book, grab a glass of wine, and just kind of enjoy the cruise ship. So they're definitely for people who enjoy cruising and they enjoy being at sea. But then you arrive in Hawaii, and essentially you're going to do the same thing. You're going to have that 4 or 5 islands in 5 or 6
days.
You're not jet lagged. You didn't have to pack and unpack.
No.
A lot of them will do an overnight call in Honolulu, so you get a chance to see quite a bit in Honolulu. And then you can fly home. You can take the ship home, or you can actually stay on board and keep going and go out to like Tahiti.
Goodness.
You can go, you know, towards Australia if you really wanted to. And there's some really neat cruises that they're going to be more in the 35 to 50 day range. There'll be like a round trip from San Diego, but they'll go out to Hawaii, spend a week in Hawaii. Then they'll go to Tahiti and spend a week in Tahiti. And they might head down to Fiji and you know, Easter Island and stop on the way back. So you can kind of get the whole Pacific Ocean in one cruise without ever having to pack and unpack.
Sounds fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah. And so those operate all year. The peak cruise season for those, you know, trans-Pacific type cruises is usually the fall and the spring. But the ship that's based in Hawaii operates year-round. So every week you could take a cruise to all the Hawaiian Islands.
And is Hawaii kind of the same temperature year-round?
Generally, yes. I mean, they have a little bit of a wet season and a little bit of a dry season, but it's actually the islands, they always have like a windward side and a leeward side. So there's one side that's got a little more jungly type vegetation and one side that's got a little more, not really desert, but a little drier climate. But yeah, the climate is pretty much the same year round.
And I know that during the height of the pandemic, Hawaii had very tight restrictions. Where do we stand with all of that?
Yeah, Hawaii currently has no restrictions for domestic travel.
So we don't have to quarantine or any of that business like you did. Okay.
Nope. No quarantine, no testing, nothing.
I love that.
Yeah.
So those trips seem like they could be more complicated to put together, and you could help us with that.
Yeah, it's another good example of where I like to talk to people and understand what they really want to see, because maybe they never considered the idea of going on a guided tour, or maybe they never considered the idea of going on a cruise to Hawaii, because you know those aren't at the top 10 most popular cruises in the world go to Hawaii. And so I love to talk to people, listen to them. You know, if they want to stay at a couple different islands, let's talk about the differences between them and pick the one that's right for you.
And how do you flush all that out? Just lots of questions?
Lots of questions, conversation. I really have to listen very actively to my clients. And you know, sometimes the husband wants one thing and the wife wants something else. And so sometimes we have to figure out a way to split the difference and make everyone happy.
But that's what's so nice, is that you have so many choices, don't you, these days?
Yeah, you do. You do. It really is. Compared to when I was a kid, there are so many more choices, so many more good choices, I think, when going to Hawaii than there were 20, 30 years ago. Mm-hmm.
So that is something that you would plan how far in advance?
I would say Hawaii is a place where 6 to 12 months is probably a pretty good window to think about. Some of the cruises, maybe a year or two, depending on how long of a cruise it is. You know, if you're taking a 45-day cruise, probably you need to plan your life around it a little bit. So that sometimes is the complicating factor. Yeah, I know.
That's not happening.
I can't think a week ahead sometimes, let alone for 45 days. But yeah, and particularly, you know, in our spring break season and then in the summer, Hawaii books up really, really fast. Mm. Other peak time is around Christmas. And so I bet you'd be very hard-pressed to find a place to stay
this Christmas.
Christmas of this year. And I bet Christmas of 2023 is already probably 65% full already for hotels, believe it or not.
And is this something that you would recommend a family for? Is this a couple? What do you think is Hawaii made for?
I think Hawaii is actually great for really any age group. We went the first time when I was a kid. We went as a family. We had a really, really good time. That was a neat experience that I'll always remember. I've since gone back as an adult. As an adult, you know, you maybe have a different perspective on things. And a lot of people go to Hawaii a couple times because there are a lot of different islands and each of them is very, very different. You know, if you've been to Maui, but you haven't been to Kauai, they're totally different. And so it is neat to go and maybe spend a little time at a familiar place, but then try somewhere new as well.
And again, these are different ways of getting there and different ways of seeing Hawaii. What would be the least amount of time that you would recommend?
I think if you go for less than a week, you're going to be disappointed. Yep. I think you'll find that you spent so much time in transit that you didn't have enough time to enjoy it. If I was to do a week, I would maybe only go to one single island.
And just relax.
And just relax, yeah. And that's doable.
Anything else we should know about Hawaii?
They do say aloha. There's actually a building. Yes, there's a building in Honolulu called the Aloha Tower.
Oh.
And that's where the cruise terminal is.
Okay. So
if you see a big building that says aloha and you follow your nose there, you'll end up at the cruise terminal. Everything is expensive in Hawaii. Just, you know, gas, rental cars, food, all those things are a lot more expensive because everything has to come either by boat or by plane. And so, you know, if you're looking for a budget-friendly destination, Mexico is going to be a way, way, way more budget-friendly destination than Hawaii. But I think Hawaii makes up for it because it has so many really neat and unique historical things. The culture is interesting. If you're a movie buff, you can actually go see where Jurassic Park was filmed. I don't know if the dinosaurs are still roaming that. I don't know. That movie scared me so much that I had no desire to go and see the place, but it's quite beautiful. So there's really a lot to do for everyone of all ages in Hawaii. Great honeymoon destination, great place to take an extended family.
And also you could help us do some of those quintessential Hawaiian things like a pig roast on the beach.
Yeah, a luau on the beach. Take dancing lessons. Yeah, they have a really neat place. They're called the Polynesian Cultural Center. That's a museum of Polynesian history and culture that's quite interesting. When I was in Hawaii, we tried poi, which is some kind of like a, I don't know, celery root paste. It's awful. So if you take nothing else away from this episode, skip the poi. If somebody comes offering you the poi, just say no thank you.
No thank you.
No thank you.
All right. Well, we're not going to say no thank you to you. Great advice. Thank you so much. Ted Blank, this show is called The Travel Show, and it's hosted by our friend Ted Blank of Ted Blank Luxury Travel and Adventure. And how can people get a hold of you, please?
So the best way to get a hold of me is through my website. It's www.tedblanktravel.com, and you can actually request an appointment with me there, or you can sign up for my biweekly electronic newsletter. You can call me at 651-964-8245, or you can visit me at facebook.com/TedBlankTravel.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you are listening to another edition of The Travel Show on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings. This travel show has been brought to you by Ted Blank Luxury Travel and Adventures.
See somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing.